live from Portland, Rick Emerson. He's back. Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Well, it just means I don't have to hear about Bush's trip to London anymore today. Now, see here, hadn't even... See, here's how it begins. Here's how it starts. I'm looking at my inbox right now. What's Michael Jackson's idea of a perfect 10? 2 5-year-olds. Starting already.
I'm trying to figure out a way to say something about a 10-year-old boy, but...
Oh, no. All right, then. Gather around the wireless, kids. It's going to be quite a day today. It's 1 minute, 43 seconds after the hour of 12, and this is the month of November in the year of our Lord, 2003. Thanks for coming along. It's a Rick Emerson Show live in the studios of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK in beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon, where there's, I don't know, where there's a quarter of an inch of snow, and you think it was the end of the freaking world. You'd think that you was like Shackleton's last expedition, you know? Be like, I can't see anything! 14 snowflakes. I mean, it's wet and all, but we do live in the Northwest. It's not like you really should be sort of inured to that at this point in your life. Doesn't really seem like... I mean, water falling out of the sky is water falling out of the sky, my friends. You just can't live your life being destroyed every time 15 ice crystals plumbing out of the sky. Everything running 35 minutes behind today. It should be noted, by the way, not only is the traffic running badly, I'm pretty sure we don't have our... I'm pretty sure we don't have our CNN top of the hour news right now. You know why?
No CNN, no NBC, no Market Watch.
We have nothing because the satellite dishes, what are they, on top of the roof?
They're out on the loading dock, yeah.
All right, so the satellite dishes are out there. They fill up with snow, but no one really has a broom with which to go out and sweep them. So we'll be taking care of that later.
I've got a broom, I just don't have a ladder to reach.
Some business. I was listening to the Tim reading the school closings list today. Well, everything, apparently, man, I wish I'd grown up here. Everything just, you know, half an inch of snow outside. Life comes to an end! Anyway, we'll talk about this. We got Richard Nunn for the Fox 12 Storm Center is going to be with us here in a short while. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop is going to join us later on to talk about all the happenings at, what are they calling it? Trouble in Neverland. That's apparently CNN's decided on the name for it. That's Trouble. Man, now, let me just tell you that Kira Phillips is looking all kinds of tasty today, though. On CNN, I'm digging that. All right. Anyway, so we're going to talk to CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop about Michael Jackson today. We're going to talk to Richard Nunn about the weather coming up later on today. We'd already planned this before the Michael Jackson thing happened today, but because of Michael Jackson yesterday, we're going to do the top five best-selling American albums of all time. Also got more Paris Hilton news, your phone calls and all that. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. It's Wednesday.
Gangsta. Gangsta.
Yo, it's time for Rick Emerson, it must be noon. How did 21 hours tick away so soon? Turn off the TV, hands off my radio, damn it. I gotta hear Rick's thesis on what's wrong with the planet. I'm stuck on I-5, and better get used to chilling, cause it's all backed up, but I got the traffic to Sarah Dillon. I'm mad about the traffic, and just because of that, I'ma call up the show and sponsor an F-Mat. Clyde Lewis is the man, and don't forget that. I don't know what he does, but his name sounds fat. Jolie from the front desk is unstoppable. Find out how chicks think, yo, that's impossible. I better come up with a gig like a threesome I never did. Then Rick will get my song and play it for all the kids. But if not, you never know that this record was ever made. He's the radio gangster and he's got to get paid. Cause he's the radio gangster.
Yeah.
And he's not having it, the radio gangster.
Yeah.
And he's not having it, the radio gangster.
Yeah.
And now, it's not just news, it's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Rick, Michael Jackson and Scott Peterson walk into a bar together. I'm not even going to read that one.
Oh, you can't start it and then stop.
I'm not even going to read the one after that. The one after that's like 15 times as worse. All right, coming up this hour, we've got CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop from Los Angeles going to talk to us about all things Michael Jackson-oriented. We have your phone calls coming up. We've got a Jackson watch, of course, Paris Hilton news, all that on the way. Tim, where is Tim, by the way?
He's on line one on your phone.
Hold on. Tim Riley.
Speaking, yes.
Where are you?
I'm outside our studios in the snow with the people.
I see. So you're covering it. Snowstorm 2003, snow hail death, white winter, white.
I have measured 3/16 of an inch of snow on top of some of the vehicles of our radio salespeople. So, merchants of the Portland metro area, you may not. I know this is going to bring tears to your eyes. You may not see radio salespeople the rest of this afternoon unless you can get these cars and shovels.
Yeah. So everything. Well, you're from New Hampshire, though. You mock these people.
You know, I barely have feeling in my fingers.
All right.
Maybe I could come inside.
Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show from the Fox 12 Storm Center, meteorologist to the stars, Richard Nunn. How are you, my friend?
Wrecked him. Nearly killed him.
You can't
start a joke and not finish it. It's like the punchline without the story.
All right. I've got this. Okay, we've got this one right here.
All right.
Got this. What's the hardest part of Michael Jackson's sex life?
I don't know.
Getting the diaper off the babies?
Dude!
Alrighty.
Dude, I cannot believe you said that.
That's an old joke.
That's
you ever heard that?
That's so much worse than the actual answer I was going to read. I can't even read mine now. I could have finished the joke before, but not that. Get the diaper off. Go to timeout. You don't even spend 10
it's
minutes away from...
It's not my joke. It's a joke. It's been around
matter forever.
So have
jokes about the Polish. You can't say them. You don't get on and start telling them. No. You're on probation.
Go put your nose in a corner, mister.
What the hell was that? Okay. Apparently the filter between Matt's brain and his mouth has gone out of commission for a little while today. Richard,
was such a Richard Nunn statement.
I was just getting... Yeah, I was going to... Yeah, follow that up with some coke and whores comments and get a job over there at Fox. Hey, so nobody saw this snow coming, did they?
Yeah, the Fox 12 Storm Team did.
Did you? Now, be honest. Did you predict that this was coming?
You know, honestly, I haven't had to do any forecasting, but when we were doing Good Day Lifestyles on Saturday, we were talking about the chance for some snow even to the valley floor this week.
All right.
At the time, the cold front was still a day away, so we were actually talking about more toward Thursday and Friday, which that still exists as a chance, but more a little higher up in elevation.
I have no idea.
The level doesn't go that high.
I just heard this sort of, you know, because, you know, you get the rain that trickles off my roof and whatnot, and I heard that all night. And I was getting ready to come to work this morning, and I'm trying to figure out what to wear, and I just peek out the blinds, and it's like there's just snow out of nowhere, and I actually thought I was still asleep. I had to, like, you know, kind of rub my eyes to make sure that I wasn't hallucinating it. But so now is it, the question is, after all the snow falling, is it going to freeze and then just be Iceville out there tonight?
See, that's the thing. The temperature continues to fall. I mean, when I woke up this morning, it was about 54 degrees, 53 degrees.
Yeah.
And, you know, continuously through the day, the temperature's dropped. So here we are just, you know, 3-4 hours later now. Today it's noon, so 4 hours later, and it's already 34 degrees out here on my back porch. So, yes, if it stays as cool as it is right now throughout the night, what we have on the ground is going to glaze over. I won't say it's going to completely freeze because the cement is still fairly warm. However, it will lead to slick conditions not only for late night tonight but early tomorrow morning for those commuters.
I never thought about that. The cement retains heat, doesn't it? How long does it take? How long does it take for the cement to get to whatever the external temperature is?
They kind of put it in the same category of water cement. So the rule of thumb is 2 solid days below freezing will chill it down. Chill down the top 3 inches of water as well as cement, which would allow snow to accumulate. Out here, I would probably say after this heavy rain that we've had, water has sort of an insulating factor as well, the lakes, oceans, things like that. So I would say out here we would need maybe 3 days at freezing or below to get it to where we could actually start to accumulate the snow.
I'd say this is perfect weather for having some people standing outside at a listener party somewhere.
Did he just say there's cement falling somewhere?
No.
Yes. Oh, that would be
cement
New Jersey.
No, that's only if you're in Baghdad right now. That's the it's the forecast in Zagreb today.
I'm standing out here on my back porch watching it go back and forth. It'll you know, sprinkle for a little bit, and then, you know, right now it's starting to light snow again. The snowflakes have decreased substantially in size, which means that our atmosphere is starting to dry out somewhat. So that all that wet weather ahead of the front is now going to our south and to the east, and the drier, cooler air from the cold front itself is starting to make its way in. So we're starting to get these pockets where it's just small snowflakes, something like what you would see east of the Cascades.
So, like, when you get those, because this morning I was looking at the window, it's just those big-ass snowflakes. They were just huge and soft, and so that means it's really wet, right?
And that's their meteorological term, yes. When there's a wet atmosphere, big-ass snowflakes. That's what you have.
Excellent. You're from Florida, right?
I am.
Yeah, Florida. So you're probably one of those people who gets paralyzed by the half-inch of snow.
No, I love it. You know, my first snowball fight was actually 1977. It was in Miami, Florida.
How does that, how?
It was one of the few times that it snowed in Florida, the last time that, when I was a resident there.
Does life there just grind to a halt when it snows?
Oh, yeah.
Do people think that the gods of...
You get a couple of flakes mixed in and, you know, all of Florida comes to a standstill.
It's like a oobleck or something falling out of the sky. People are like, great thunder god in sky, angry, strange white item. It's like when I was living in San Diego, I was working at this convenience store, and the temperature would get below 70 degrees, and people coming in to buy those Duraflame logs because they just couldn't take it anymore. So, you know, oh, it's so cold. All right.
Yeah, that's... So my mom and dad, will have the fireplace going. You know, as soon as the calendar says autumn, even though it's 95 degrees still in Florida, they've already stockpiled their wood for the upcoming winter.
Hey, speaking of stockpiling, the good news is we're getting a refrigerator here at the studio.
Nice.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday. We need like a little dorm because I'm tired of serving everybody warm beer when they come on the show, and so we got a listener tipped us off. Like a little refrigerator is going to give us the hookup, and so next time you come here, the beer will be chilled to, you know, whatever, 46 degrees, whatever it's supposed to be chilled at.
A dorm room fridge would be very nice around the Emerson studio.
All the amenities.
You're going to have to make it fast, though, because I am going to be departing the fine state of Oregon for sunnier lands in the southeast.
What, just temporarily? You're not leaving, are you?
Permanently, yeah.
Hey, you bastard, when were you going to tell me this?
I was going to surprise everybody and just not show up like that.
Like, that would be so unlike you. Like, that would be out of character at all. Well, he's not here, so, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're just in a flop house somewhere.
I wonder who's going to get his cars.
So when are you...
I'm going to send out an email and, you know, have everybody join that some establishment, centralized location, where hopefully there's strippers and...
Well, what kind of timeline are we talking about?
What's that?
What kind of timeline are we talking about for you leaving?
The 15th of December, I think, is going to be my last day here.
So you're
going
to be here for about another month, and then you're out of here for what? The south somewhere?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to Florida. I think I'm going to Tampa.
Well, you'll be missed. All right. Well, now you're going to make me tear up.
It's just so gray and... No,
that is true. Well, do you get that thing where it's like your wife is harping, like, why did you bring... Because I get that all the time. Why did you bring me to this place?
Oh, yeah. See, when I brought her out here, she's actually at home. They had a power outage over where she works. When we came out here, it was a 2-year rule. Ah, come on, honey, I'm just signing a 2-year deal with NBC, and then we'll be back to the Sunshine State. You know.
Yeah,
eight years later.
We came here from San Diego and moved here right as the beginning of the rainy season was kicking, and we moved here in November of 98. And it's like, and I kind of knew what to expect, but she didn't. So she comes here from this place. We lived like a mile from the beach. See the freaking ocean almost from our house. And we move right here, and as soon as we got into, you know, it's just precipitation nonstop. Well, keep us in the loop. Let us know when you get closer to moving. We'll get together. We'll have a soiree, as the kids say.
I love that idea.
All right, there you go. There's Richard Nunn, soon to be the late of the Fox 12 Storm Center. There you go, Richard Nunn, Fox 12. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. And why do I feel I'm probably the last? You all probably knew it already.
I didn't know it. No,
you all probably knew. Matt, did you know that Nunn was leaving? Yeah,
I'd actually heard something about that he I didn't know that he was,
yeah,
but I knew that he was looking for a job down there, and that he had a potential prospect.
Nothing I like more than looking like I'm out of touch with everybody who's
well, nothing was confirmed, and I just heard like about a week ago or so that he might be looking down there. So
coming up later on this hour, we got the CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Rick, what's brown and frequently found in babies' diapers? Michael Jackson's hands. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
So, let's see here. All battleground schools, that's Matt's hometown, is that they're closing 2 hours early. They're on normal bus routes.
You know, my mom's actually got, like, almost 3 inches up at their place on the ground.
I got your 3 inches.
They're packed in.
And 3 inches and more. I just mean I have your 3 inches. I have 3 inches to a power of. That's in a base.
I meant of snow on the ground.
System. Moving on.
Estacada High School gets out at 12:30, so they're going to be keeping around here.
Well, you've kind of done everything. What Estacada High School, man? By 12:30 comes around, you've already scored your weed for the day. Like what else? What are you sticking around there for? You know what I mean? You've already figured out what bowling alley you're going to go get high at for the rest of the afternoon. It seems like your work is pretty much done.
And the question is, where is this place? The Arbor School of Arts and Sciences is closing at 1.
I don't know. That sounds a lot like one of those, the Portland Art Institute, one of those places where you just stand around outside and chain smoke filterless camels.
Yeah. The Full Circle Countryside School, that sounds like something in Lake Oswego, is closing at 1:30. So that's sad. Most everyone's out already. So that. Let's see how much time we don't have time to get into Michael Jackson.
No,
story,
we got about 3 minutes. Well, let's do this. Let's break. We'll come back. Do the Jackson watch on the other side. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop, who's in Los Angeles, is going to join us. Tell us what's going on at Neverland Ranch. Coming up later on, we have more Paris Hilton news, more of your phone calls. We'll talk more about the snow outside. We'll get the watch on the power restoring process, all the school closings, all that stuff. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick, have you heard about Michael Jackson's new book? It's called The Ins and Outs of Child Rearing. You know, there's certain things I should be above as a 30-year-old broadcasting professional, but I'm just not. That's just going to have to be okay with everybody. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Judy Woodruff appears to be wearing one of those little things you put around the base of your toilet. You know what I'm talking about? Those little rugs? What are those even called? You know, it's a... You know, is there
maybe
a name
she
for
dumped
this?
Something on her blouse and someone just went into the ladies' house and said, wear this. Nobody will notice.
She ran into the bathroom and grabbed the thing from around the bottom of the crapper. Yeah, put it on.
Shower curtain as a cape?
Kira Phillips has got some weird Naga hide bondage coat on today, though. I'm a big fan of that. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop going to join us in a while, talk about all the happenings at Michael Jackson's ranch today. Coming up later on, we got more of your phone calls. Jolie from the front desk, today's top five, all that. Here's Tim Riley. In the KOTK newsroom.
Okay, so let's get right to this story. It's not Bush out the front page, and nobody's talking about Operation Iron Hanger anymore. Or is it Iron Hammer? Whatever it is. Top of the Jackson Watch. Michael Jackson, turn yourself in. And let the media frenzy begin.
You believe that Michael Jackson is a child molester. We do want to know what you think. Email us, please, your responses to question@msnbc.com.
Yes, Santa Barbara DA Tom Sneddon gives the shocking news.
Additionally, an arrest warrant for Mr. Jackson has been issued on multiple counts of child molestation. The bail amount on the warrant has been set at $3 million. At this point in time, Mr. Jackson's been given an opportunity to surrender himself to the custody of the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department within a specified period of time. We are currently working with Mr. Jackson's legal representation on this matter. Mr. Jackson has also been directed to surrender his passport when he's taken into custody.
But nobody even knows where he is. I heard there was some report that he was in Vegas making a video, but I don't think anybody's seen him, though. I don't think there's any actual evidence that he's there. And, you know, you got to figure. I mean, I don't understand. I don't know.
And Santa Barbara cops are good cops to turn yourself into because they're really nice. There's never any crime there.
No, and they want to avoid another OJ, I think. They don't want to, you know, come to try to arrest him, and then he's trying to run to Tijuana or something. But I don't really know how Michael Jackson's daily life operates, but you got to figure. I mean, you got to figure that people who have that amount of money flowing into and out of their life, people can say all they want about Michael Jackson going broke, but I mean, he's got more money than you and I put together. And so anybody Anybody with that much money, you figure he had to know this was coming. You figure there's so much money involved and so much publicity. He's got so many people around him. He's got so many lawyers who know so many other lawyers. He had to know this was coming. And so it seems likely, if not almost certain, that that's why he's not at home when they're doing this. Because, see, when I was watching the news last night, I was just flipping by, and I didn't want to sit and marinate in it or anything. But I was watching the news, and they were talking about how they had a search warrant going on. And when I went to bed, they had just broken the news that the search warrant was probably also an arrest warrant. But at that point, I didn't know. But what they were saying is if he'd been at the house, they would have arrested him last night. That they came there to arrest, and they settled for searching because he wasn't around. But you got to know that he got a heads up about that. I mean, which is why he's not there. So the big concern now is that he's trying to skedaddle his way to some country where they don't have an extradition treaty. Because that would make people unhappy.
The Santa Barbara DA says this is not a PR stunt.
There's been, Jackson himself, I believe, has said that this was all done to try to ruin his new CD that was coming out or whatever it is he's doing. Like, the sheriff and I really are into that kind of music. But but the fact of the matter, and all my kids are grown now pretty much, so, but the fact of the matter is, what you need to know is that in actuality, we had no knowledge of that prior to the time that we determined the date of the execution of this. And in fact, we were going to execute these warrants several weeks ago, but had to put it off because of all the visitors we had come up here, the 50,000 people that came in for Halloween.
Somewhere Tommy Mottola is rubbing his hands together with glee.
If I'm guilty, Michael Jackson could do jail time.
In this particular case, the triad is 3 years, 6 years, and 8 years. So the minimum would be 3. The maximum would be 8 for the single count. We are filing multiple counts, so potentially, if we get to the point where there is a conviction and a sentencing, the judge would have the discretion at that point to give multiple consecutive sentences, and the limits on the judge at that point are one-third of the middle term, which would be an additional 2 years, if you can do the math, for each additional one consecutive. That is not mandatory, it's discretionary. I'm not suggesting to you that any of this could happen.
Yeah, you have to be an accountant to get through that.
I don't understand. All it means, I mean, but you, it doesn't sound like there's any sort of, doesn't sound like there's any sort of way he could weasel out of it.
I mean,
that's the thing. It's like, you know, they're talking about, like, there's been all this talk about whether Russia's going to go to the big house or not for having, like, 90 million OxyContin pills or whatever he had. There's some huge, I mean, because Russia effectively had, like, a Ryder truck full of medication that was illegal. I mean, it's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of felonies. But it seems all but a fait accompli now that he's not going to see any time for it because, you know, they're looking for bigger fish to fry. But I mean, unless Michael Jackson was part of some, and I'm not saying this is the case, but unless it turned out he was part of some gigantic Wenatchee-esque child buggering ring, it seems like the buck pretty much stops with him. So it sounds to me like there's no deal to be cut. Like if he gets popped on this, that he's going to be going away. Doesn't seem like Michael Jackson's the kind of guy who's going to last very long in prison. I mean, he's going to be a box of kindling by the end of his first day there. That, you know, and this is all, and there's just so much to talk about here. Michael Jackson, I mean, turn it on the television today, as you all probably did. Turning on the TV and seeing that Michael Jackson is getting dinged for child molestation is one of those things that you always sort of thought should happen. Like, you sort of thought that the way the universe works, given the way that life operates, it seemed like one of those things that was probable, but you never thought it would actually occur. You know what I mean? I don't even really know what to compare it to. But it's like one of those things that seemed, by all reasoning, it shouldn't surprise us as much as it does. But I guess I never thought that it would actually, I just thought there was too much money at stake for it to ever actually happen.
Well, they changed the law. That's part of it.
Well, somebody told me that the DA changed some of the laws, and we'll have Rube talk more about this.
This could very well be the same kid.
Just because of Michael Jackson.
Right.
But I don't understand what that means.
Well, they couldn't force kids onto the witness stand before. Now they can.
Now you just get out of belt and get them up there.
There may be other victims.
There is that possibility, and we would encourage the public to come forward if they have any information whatsoever that would lead us to believe there are other victims in the community to contact us so that we can follow up on that information.
I'm a victim. Let's see. There are too many microphones on the podium.
Now I just hit somebody off, but it's TV Aztec, whoever you are. Sorry, apologize. Just got carried away here. It won't. There's no room up here. You folks have. I'll just hang on.
It's a professional operation all the way.
It's Santa Barbara County. Nothing ever happens there. It was just 10 years ago that Michael was in hot water.
They served a search warrant on me, which allowed them to view and photograph my body, including my penis, my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they wanted.
Sounds like they're not really alone there in that sort of a... It did say yesterday as part of the... You probably don't want to hear all these sort of details, but it... I mean, it's like... Can I just tell you this? It's such a weird world we're living in. When I turn on CNN yesterday and they're talking about... They're talking about the twisting of Michael Jackson's nipples by a young boy. It's like, why?
I didn't need to say that.
No, I'm being mild. That's some of the milder accusations in there.
Was that Pat Buchanan talking about that?
Yes, I would give any amount of money. I would give any price to hear, like, Dan Quayle have to talk about fondling Michael Jackson's nipples. It doesn't matter, man. That's just one of those things. It has to be heard to be believed. And, you know, that's another one of those phrases that you hear it, and it's like you don't want to visualize it, but then, bam, it's right there in your head, and you just can't get it out. And suddenly you're trying to scrub it out with a brush, but you just can't. There it is, some 12-year-old kid in a, you know, leather bondage mask having to twist Michael Jackson's nipples. Not that you should. I'm just saying. Let's move on. Here's Tim Riley.
So, he could conceivably turn himself in sometime before we get off the air today.
Yeah.
So that's the Jackson Watch as we have it up to the minute.
So there's your Jackson Watch as of 12:33 right here on Wednesday on the Rick Emerson Show.
On this, a very snowy day in Multnomah County.
On which we're ending the Jackson Watch. There you go. All right, there's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
So it looks like Jimmy Carter's going to be here December 10th. Apparently has a new book out. He's going to be a panelist. So I don't know what that book is. Probably something about human rights or some other
tome that no one will read.
Oh, by the way, there are about 2,000 people who can't hear us right now because they don't have power. Scattered throughout PG's service territory.
I don't understand how the power's knocked out. There's no snow. Hold on.
Apparently a tree fell on some power lines.
Let me just check. Yeah, there's no snow. Well, what did the tree fall from? It didn't fall from the snow.
Did it? It doesn't say. Right. Maybe somebody hit the tree that fell on some power line.
That makes sense. Probably some yahoo skidded through an intersection right into an elm or something. Yeah, the snow. And I just got to tell you this. I got much love for the Northwest and all. I'm just saying that it's not really the Northwest so much as it is people in Oregon. I can almost understand you're living in Portland. You don't know how to function inside the snow coming out of the... But it's like if you live in Battleground or someplace. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. If you're a hick out there, you have no business not knowing how to function in the snow. It doesn't make any sense at all. They were closing, like, out in the center and, you know, all this, but they've closed all the schools out there.
You know what
people in Colorado would say? You're closing a school because there's 2.5 inches of snow on the ground. There's 2.5 inches of snow in June in Denver. It doesn't even matter, man. Those guys, you could put 15 feet of snow on the ground, and they'll just tunnel their way to the, you know, Brookstone Elementary. It doesn't matter. The people here are just soft when it comes to the snow.
Also, the power's out in Welch's, so there'll be no grape juice delivered out there today.
Yeah.
Where's Welch's, anyway?
It's in Burnside, isn't it?
Where's Burnside?
Not Burnside, but Woodburn? We're in Woodburn.
Burnwood?
No, Woodburn.
Down by Woodburn?
Woodburn, that's where the Welch's place is. It's by Markham, like if you're headed towards...
Yeah, but there's actually a town called Welch's.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, I thought you meant like at the Welch's, like the factory.
No, there's an actual town of Welch's.
Oh, all right.
Not that it matters to anyone.
I don't know. Let's pretend that we didn't have this discussion.
School kids in Central Oregon have come up with a sneaky way to get children there to drink their milk. You know what it is? They're going to flavor it with root beer. Root beer flavored milk.
Mm.
At El Meadow Elementary School in Bend this week, lead cook Maria passed out almost 400 cartons of root beer flavored milk. The root beer was a special treat at the school, but other flavors of milk have been increasingly popular among the kids. While root beer milk doesn't sound, well, very nutritious, the National Dairy Council says it's actually healthy. The root beer milk provides the same essential nutrients as white milk, including calcium, potassium, vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin B12, potassium, and more. The difference, according to the Dairy Council, is the sugar. Flavored milk typically has 2 to 4 teaspoons more sugar and about 60 more calories
first serving than white milk.
I have this theory that you
I don't
can
know
take,
if I'm reading lies here or not.
I don't know. You can take any two things and sort of put them together in a box, and children will eat them. It doesn't matter.
Why don't they just deep fry this milk?
You just take beef jerky and marshmallow, cram it together in some sort of a package, and, you know, put, you know, Jonathan Taylor Thomas on the front of it, or whoever the kids are into now, and, you know, that's, man, they'll, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as it's in Tiger Beat magazine, they'll buy it. It's not Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Who are the kids all about these days? Matt?
I have no idea.
Don't lie.
I'm not being
well,
a Tiger Beat subscriber.
Well, you know, until I get a definitive answer, JTT is going to continue to be my pop culture reference there.
Isn't that something from the 80s or something?
Yeah, that's so dated, Rick.
I got nothing. What do you want?
Why don't you just say, like, Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake.
That'll work.
Sure, him. All right.
And by the way, Welch's is actually on Highway 26 on the way out to Mount Hood, just past Rhododendron.
What are you talking about, the factory?
No, the town of Welch's.
The town?
Yes.
No one cares. No, we're completely past the point of caring about
that. I'm just saying.
But big burly guys who drive big pickup trucks live in a place called Rhododendron.
I don't know. That's what it's like living on, you know, it's like living on Cobblebrook Lane or Wintergreen Avenue or one of those places where Trey lives, you know. What's this? It's Rose Rouge Street. It's something. Let's see. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. A man in Los Angeles, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roof. What's up, brother man?
Hey, babe. How are you?
Well, I'm better than several hundred other people I could mention today. At the top of the list, Michael Jackson.
Oh, boy.
Where is he at? Is he in Vegas?
You know what? No one's really saying, but that's apparently where he is. We know that Jermaine Jackson just went into one of the buildings that reportedly Jackson was filming either some sort of CBS special, portions of it, or some video of his. But we think he's still in Vegas.
Jermaine Jackson?
Yeah.
I thought that the guy was out pushing a shopping cart somewhere in Detroit.
No, apparently he's.
Wonder if Tito
the
will be
his brother.
Wonder if Tito's going to show up any day now. All right, so so what is this the same? Let's just start a bare facts here for like the four people who haven't heard this. So the search in his house yesterday. I heard that when they came to the house last night, they actually were coming to arrest him, but he wasn't there, so they had to settle for searching.
That's true.
Okay, this is because a 12-year-old made allegations. Is that right?
Yeah, it's stemming from a therapist alerting authorities to something a 12-year-old patient of theirs said.
And so,
and by California law, therapists, psychologists,
you got to report a crime.
They have to report that. Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you say it was something a 12-year-old told the therapist. Does that mean that whoever the alleger is, the alleged victim, is 12 now, or is this...
Well, that's up to speculation.
5 years ago?
13.
Okay. All right. But, so, I guess what I'm saying is...
This is not the same victim 10 years ago.
Okay. That was my whole question, because he settled this case back in, like, 92 or something. So, this is not the... So, this would be the second serious, and by the looks of it, much more serious.
Well, this is the one... Well, 10 years ago, there were no child charges brought, and the victim wasn't cooperative. I mean, they settled for $20 million. Hello?
Yeah. Michael Jackson can come and molest me for $20 million.
You know, I'll tell you, hey, you know, half that for me.
Doesn't matter. How rough can that guy really be? Look at him, he's spindly.
All he wants you to do is tweak his nipples.
I was
going to
say, man.
Go. $20 million?
Yeah, I'd heal up in a couple weeks, and, you know, as long as I can still sign checks, doesn't matter. Anyway, kid, we're not advocating that you send your children to be molested by Michael Jackson.
He'll come find them.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Come on over to have a Kit Kat bar.
Moving forward, they've sworn out a warrant for his arrest, and they're asking him to turn himself in. If he doesn't, if he just stays, incommunicado, if he's just vanished, are they going to send that, like, if he's in Vegas, are they just going to, what do? Do they send out the FBI?
They're giving him a specific period of time to turn himself in.
Yeah.
They won't tell us how long that is. I would imagine it's kind of like a 24-hour period.
All right.
If he doesn't, they will go after him. And I know that they know where he is. They're too smart for that. So they're just not telling us anything because they don't want us following him around.
Right.
But it's just one of those things where if he doesn't turn himself in relatively quickly, they will definitely go after him, and the handcuffs and the whole deal will be happening.
All right, so this $3 million bail, there, I mean, it seems a little low to me, given the fact that he's, you know, whatever anybody says about his financial status, I mean, he is, you know, an exceptionally wealthy person.
Yeah, but, you know, depending upon certain circumstances, based on law and things like that, I mean, there's only so much bail something can be set. I mean, it's not, this is not a murder investigation.
If anybody seems like a flight risk, though, doesn't Michael Jackson seem like a guy who's going to be running for the border?
Well, that's why he's also ordered to turn in his passport.
All right. And so, did they, is there, if he, and this is, we may be venturing into territory that we, no one really knows the answer to, but, I mean, this is just, there's so many things about this that are intriguing. So they've ordered him to turn himself in. He, you know, Michael Jackson doesn't, he doesn't fly Southwest. You know, he's got private planes that he flies on. So, is it illegal? So if he gets on his private plane and tells his pilot, yeah, fly me to Brazil, is there any, is, I mean, there's no real way to stop that, is there?
Probably not, unless they, you know, scramble some F-15s and shoot him down.
But, I mean, he doesn't have to tell, like, the pilot wouldn't have to tell anybody that, right? He can just sort of do it. In other words, unless they absolutely positively know specifically where he is right now.
I think they do know where he is. I think they know a lot more than they're telling us.
All right.
I think because they have been in communication with his attorneys all morning long. So I know they know where at least his attorneys are, so they have to know the proximity of Michael Jackson. And I know that they have tabs on him. And if they don't, well, that doesn't say a whole lot to me about the Santa Barbara County investigators. It doesn't say a whole lot to me about law enforcement in Southern California. They got to know where he is.
Well, being Michael Jackson's lawyer has got to be the best and worst job you ever had.
It's Mark Garagos, you know, of Scott Peterson fame, of Winona Ryder fame. And, you know, this guy's everywhere. Now he's got to leave Scott Peterson's side just as he's been bound over for trial to go deal with Michael Jackson and his problem.
What the hell is going on in your state, man? California is responsible for about 90% of the biggest and weirdest stories of the last 18 months.
You know, I thought after my trek in Sacramento, I was going to get a day off or two.
No way. My friend. Well, I mean, you know, at least this is distracting everybody from that business that Scott Peterson's lawyer was putting out about the satanic cult offing his wife.
Yeah, it's so, the same guy. You're going to find out some weird stuff. He's going to bring up some weird stuff on Michael Jackson, too.
Hey, is it true, real quickly, is it true that Scott Peterson was telling that Amber Fry, his mistress, that his wife was dead a long time before she was?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that doesn't look very good.
No, of course it doesn't. And I guess we also hear that Scott Peterson asks the investigators at about the time that the missing persons report was filed back in that December, was, are you going to use cadaver dogs? Why would he ask that? He's already assuming the wife is dead.
Oh, God. You know,
the man is cutting his own throat.
You know, no amount of prosecutorial acumen makes up for the fact. It's none of that is any better help than the guy you're prosecuting just being a tool.
Absolutely.
That's, all right. Well, we'll undoubtedly be following up on this for many, many days to come. There's CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop in Los Angeles. We're going to do this. We're going to come back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. More on the way. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. KTK, here's the Riverdales.
Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're going to bushwatch on the way. How chicks think with Jolie from the front desk. Today's top five. Because of Michael Jackson, we've got today's top five. Top five best-selling American albums of all time. And we want to thank our listener, Michelle in Scotland, who hooked us up with the recipe for haggis.
Yeah, lamb
chop. We were talking the other day about haggis and the ins and outs of preparing such a culinary feast.
I spit it out when I had it in Scotland.
We've got this. Did they tell you what it was, or did they just, like, spring it on you?
Well, at first I didn't ask what it was. I thought it was a cookie, you know, like a very salty cookie. Yeah, I mean, you're in a foreign land. You want to be respectful to your host, of course, and eat whatever's put in front of you. And then after, I said, wow, I think they put a little bit too much salt in that chocolate chip cookie. And she goes, it's haggis. And then I inquired as to what it was, and then it was like, oh,
Eating a cookie made out of windpipe.
Yep.
We've got, well, I'll read this later. Well, I'll read it once we're out of the news hour. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Well, Bush and the Queen are about to have dinner. The Queen is making a big speech right now. Bush looks very uncomfortable.
Bush has got that, you know what it is? He's got that look on his face that he often does, like he's inadvertently wet himself in public and he's trying to figure out the most expeditious way to get to the bathroom without revealing the humongous stain on his trousers. Which, when you think about it, is really kind of symbolic. It's kind of a metaphor for his entire administration. But I'm just saying.
It's like, I hope they don't serve me something I don't like.
I hope I don't have to eat that salty cookie again.
Anyways, top of the Bush Watch.
Here's your Bush Watch.
He's the president, and residence is kind of in charge. He's got the whole country saying,
that's my Bush.
Life is hard, that's the price of fame when you're president.
Everyone knows your name.
Hey, what's that thing? It's my Bush. I can't believe he's actually in the White House.
That's our man.
That's my Bush.
So far today, the president hasn't seen anybody protesting his visit to London because he made a speech inside some closed room to invited guests only, and he spoke with a little levity.
The last noted American to visit London stayed in a glass box dangling over the Thames. A few might have been happy to provide similar arrangements for me. I thank Her Majesty the Queen for interceding.
Then he did something that a lot of Europeans hoped he wouldn't do. He scolded Europe, reminding them if it wasn't for us, there would be no them.
But let us never forget how Europe's unity was achieved. By Allied armies of liberation and NATO armies of defense. And let us never forget, beyond Europe's borders, in a world where oppression and violence are very real, liberation is still a moral goal.
Then David Frost responds to allegations that Bush came to London to get Blair out of trouble.
This is a difficult moment, even an embarrassing moment, for the president to be coming because there's such ferment about the war in Iraq and opposition to the war in Iraq in Britain that, in fact, far from being a get-out-of-jail card, I think it's more of a difficult plan to bridge, and I think it will be done, and in retrospect, if they can get Iraq right, then this trip will be seen positively. But I don't think it's any way a sort of like getting an endorsement in California from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And that is our Bush Watch for today.
Bush Watch for Wednesday. Back with more after this. This is the Rick Emerson Show. I'll talk to you
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, I'm Tim Riley. This news brought to you by Town and Country Ford. People are driving like fools, and when they get home, their power is down. Now just 18,000 people without power. The feeders are out to about 2,500 customers in West Lynn, Gladstone, and Milwaukee. Other areas of heavy outages include Oregon City, Boring, Estacada, East Multnomah County near Gresham, Sandy near Mount Hood, other outages scattered throughout our territory due to this major storm today. Also, all school activities are canceled in Canby, except varsity basketball practice at 4:30, but who cares about that? And what else do we have here? School is closing at 12. Oh, that's done. And Portland Christian Schools, parents come pick up your kids. They can do their Bible studies at home. Other than that, well, you're on your own. So, we have a snow warning in effect till 2:30 this afternoon. It has stopped snowing at the moment downtown, although most of the traffic conditions are still slippery. Tim Riley, KOTK News.